Running a minute behind.
Ooh.
We just wrapped up an episode of The Pivot Point. We did a redraft of the 2021 rookie draft. That was thrilling once we hit the second round. Mitch, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be back. You know, now knowing how much we like that 21 draft, and everyone, please go back and listen to it. Like, the 21 rookie draft has had as much hype as this upcoming rookie draft has. And now you look at it 3 years later and know just, yeah, the first round's cool. After that, it's pretty awful. It makes me wonder, you know, going through your trade notes that you've sent over is like, is that right to actually want a second over this player?
Yeah, well, there is always that level of hope, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it on the pivot point. You know, maybe you're going to get that Amon-Ra St. Brown. Maybe you're going to get that Nico Collins, that Tank Dell. Maybe you're going to get that guy that is going to produce that the expectation from the overall dynasty community wasn't there, and he really pops off, and he rises tremendously in value. But more often than not, we're seeing these guys fall in value or completely disappear. How gross was it? The beginning of the second round in 2021, it was Terrace Marshall, Rondale Moore, De'Ami Brown, Trey Sermon. Gross, grosser, and grossest. Like, it was ugly. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. But next Saturday, Mitch and I were doing the 2022 redraft, and then 23 the week after, a little lead up to our 2024 live stream. You're still good both nights, right?
Yeah, of course. Yep. As long as I don't get called into my job, I'll be great.
Just turn your phone off.
That's what my plan is.
All right. So we are doing Dynasty Trade Show 2.0. Last week, I put Dan through the test. He is not here, obviously, if you're watching live. If you're listening back on the podcast feed, he is enjoying some WrestleMania.
People love their. I learned that on Twitter last night. People love their wrestling, and that's great.
I watched it.
I mean, yeah.
I watched it. I gotta say, I was in the chat. I was sour on the card overall. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but the main event I thought was spectacular, and Dan got to see it live. It was good. All right, let's talk some trades now. People are like, turn off the podcast. I don't want to hear about wrestling. Okay. 12 team. No, you could talk about your gaming or whatever you do.
Hey,
that's so cool over there.
Tens of people would listen.
Tens. We get tens now. That's all right. That's true. All right, Mitch, 12 team super flex. Let's see if I can spit out the PPRs this week. I don't know if you listened back to last week's show.
Yeah, I was a little rough.
I was struggling. So 12 team super flex PPR. I almost did it again. 1.5 PPR for tight ends. 101. So presumably Caleb Williams,
yep,
for Jonathan Taylor and Rashee Rice.
It's the 101 for me. And like, I wasn't the highest on Caleb, like all throughout the offseason, but just the more and more I watch him and see everything that he's done, like, I love him as the 101. I think he is a Trevor Lawrence type prospect. Hopefully he ends up being better than what Trevor Lawrence has been. But I think as a prospect, he's just as good. And I love Trevor Lawrence coming out. So for me, it's Jonathan Taylor, Rashee Rice. I mean, Rice kind of has a little bit of a negative value right now. Not too worried about that. And Jonathan Taylor's going into his fifth year? However many years, a long time for a running back right now. So you just take the best quarterback in this draft class that everyone hypes up. I think that's the right move to make.
Yeah, it was an interesting trade. You know, obviously you're getting the high-end running back. You're getting a wide receiver with upside that produced as a rookie. We talked about this in the chat, over 2.35 yards per route run last year. But the whole off-the-field thing right now,
yep,
obviously that is really weighing on people. And there is that level of concern. Even if there wasn't the off-the-field stuff, give me the 101. Yes. You know, we talk about insulation in value. You're going to have that with Caleb Williams here, and investing that pick in a running back, any running back really, yep, and a wide receiver two-ish, it doesn't make sense to me. So 101. Same settings. Devontae Adams in 301 or Rashee Rice in 308.
You know, I don't have a lot of like really hard set rules in Dynasty, but I mean, I follow this one almost always. I don't trade for extremely old wide receivers ever. I mean, there might be like a contending league week 10. I need points. I'll make that trade, right? But I'm not touching Davante Adams on any team in April. Like, it's just not a move I'm willing to make. So I'm picking Rashee Rice plus the 308 here.
And remember, all of these trades are coming directly from the trade database on DynastyDaddy.com, an incredible resource. I give Jeremy a shout out every single episode because I am on that website every single day.
Yep, same.
Every day. I would go also Rashee Rice here. Where does it change for you? What does that 301 with Davante Adams have to be for you to switch? Is it a mid-second?
Yeah, it'd be like 206. If I saw 206 there, I would be very happy with Davante. But it's, I don't think you're going to get it, to be honest.
Okay. And then on Fantasy Calc, which is the values based on real trades as well, right now, Rashee Rice, wide receiver 31, Davante Adams, wide receiver 30. So we're right there. All right. Am I okay deleting these trades that we've talked about already?
Yeah.
It really threw Dan off last week.
No, I can follow, but it's okay.
He was like, did somebody spike my coffee? What's going
I'll
on
I'll take care All right. of that.
Another Rashee Rice.
Oh, I have my own copy. Another anyway, Rashee so you Rice. You can delete trade. Anything you want.
Okay. All right. Another Rashee Rice trade.
You're good.
Are you ready?
You're good. Yeah.
All right. Wandale Robinson and 210 for Rashee Rice and 402.
It's Rashee Rice, and I don't really care what the 402 is or whatever. I take Rashee Rice straight up. Wandale's a roster clogger. That's what he is right now. Maybe he can improve someday, but right now he's just a guy on a roster. So for me, it's pretty much 210 or Rashee Rice, and it's Rashee Rice easily for me.
Yeah, and again, these are trades that have been completed over just the last few days, and that's one of those big-time panic sells. So give me Rashee Rice as well. Now it's going to get a little interesting. We have a
now we're going to disagree. I guarantee that.
110 or Rashee Rice?
110. Easy. Well, you and I talked about this, and you disagreed a little bit with me because you wanted to move what I believe was our 110, right? Or was it 111?
It was 111.
That was separate. I'm sorry, John. I was off by one pick. Yeah, for me, this is easily the 110, though.
I mean, one pick is a big difference here. Let's not pretend like it's not. I have Rashee Rice here with the 110, but for the flexibility, for the insulation, at this point in time, give me the 110. Mitch, you said it when we were in discussions to trade for Rashee Rice in a co-managed league. When that 110 is on the clock, especially if we get some of those premier landing spots at the back end of the first in the NFL draft that we're hoping for, you know, that 110 could be a Xavier Worthy in Buffalo. That 110, you know, so there's going to be excitement there. We might not have resolution with the whole Rashee Rice thing, and you can probably get a plus there. So I would take the 110. 111? 111. I would try to do something. So what we did, it was a 14-team league?
Yes, I think.
Yeah, 14-team super flex league. We traded 111 and Gabe Davis for Rashee Rice and 206. Yeah. And I was comfortable with that. You actually were comfortable with that. That was with a good friend of the show, Zeb. Tried to pull a fast one over on us and get Tucker Kraft included.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen. Come on now.
Come on. All right. 12-team super flex, 2 PPR for tight end. 2025 first, or Rashee Rice?
No, I picked the 25 first here. Just with the hope it could be early. Because if this is a true random, we have no idea what's going on, random 25 first, I'm taking the 25 first with the hope it could be the 106, 107 next year. If you tell me this team has been a contender, will be a contender, this will be the 111, then I'll take Rashee Rice. But I just think the first is definitely going to have the higher value in the future.
Yeah, this one really depends on the roster construction. It depends on the league dynamic. It depends on the team specifically moving that 2025 first. I sent an offer out in a league, actually, where I feel really good about my team. Obviously, things can certainly change, but I offered my 2025 first and 2025 second for Rashee Rice, and I didn't receive a response. So you know me. If you don't accept or reject in 10 minutes, I'm revoking that.
Revoked.
But yeah, that I really think involving that 25 first, the team build and situation is going to come into play. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a fun one. Raven says, oh damn. No.
Uh-oh.
I think that was the 25 first and second discussion. 12 team super flex PPR. Two PPR for tight ends. Start 11. So we're getting 132 mm-hmm. starters across the board here in this league. Puka Nacua and 305 for Drake London and Rashee Rice.
Man, I love Puka. I think Puka is easily a top 10 wide receiver in the league. But for me, I'm going with Drake London or Rashee Rice. Just
you worried me. You worried me. Potential
upside that you can get from them. Yeah. I mean, this trade might look absolutely horrible come October. I mean, it might look really bad if Drake London just still can't produce. Who knows what's going on with Rashee Rice? Maybe, you know, Marquise Brown ends up being the guy. But right now, today, I will buy the hype in London and Rice.
I'm going to go London as well. 12-team super flex. No tight end premium, but that's not relevant. Here it is, full PPR. Saquon Barkley, and we're transitioning into Stephon Diggs trades. Saquon Barkley for Stephon Diggs.
That's Saquon Barkley. Give me.
I was very confused by this.
Yeah, I don't know how you could do that. I mean, sometimes, you know, these leagues are just whatever. But for me, Saquon Barkley, smash. You could give Saquon Barkley or Diggs plus the 203. I'm taking Barkley.
Yeah, and really, when we're going through this, it speaks to the range, more so than anything, of the actual trades that are going through mm-hmm. with these players that have a very quick change in value or situation, because everybody perceives them differently. We saw a pretty wide range there between, not pretty wide, we saw a very wide range with Rashee Rice that was Wandale Robinson in 210 all the way down to 110. Like, that's a very large gap in the value that people see with these guys. And we're seeing it with Stephon Diggs as well, because the first one, Saquon Barkley for Diggs, very next trade, Derrick Henry for Diggs. Yeah.
So it's startup season right now, right? So I'm getting a lot of DMs through the Discord. It's free for anyone to join if you want to. Anybody can DM us and we'll answer your questions during startups and stuff. But I'm telling everyone, if they're in a PPC league, get Derrick Henry. He's the one guy to where I just think he is going to smash this year. I don't care how old he is. The guy's like a Greek god. So for me, this is Derrick Henry, and I had like no hesitation doing it.
I actually, for this one, I lean Stephon Diggs. I think you can get a little bit more with Derrick Henry in most cases. But again, like, speaking of the wide range of potential trades here, you know, there is that gap between Barkley and Derrick Henry here, straight up for Stephon Diggs. But like, not saying either of these are bad trade. I mean, I think the Barkley for Diggs is a bad trade.
Yeah.
But as I say, I'm not saying this is a bad trade, but it's a bad trade. It's a great trade. People complain about the types of trade offers they receive. Mm-hmm. And it's because you see trades like 210 for Rashee Rice. It's because you see trades like Saquon Barkley for Stephon Diggs. There's a slight chance that these get accepted. And, oh, let me keep throwing crap against the wall. And it's why it keeps happening, you know? So those are two running backs there. Dude, I wanted to go.
That is such a great point. Because, I mean, I think anyone who's in 5 to 10 leagues, they're probably in the same leagues with a manager who always throws out crap offers. And you're like, why are you saying this to me? You know I'm not going to accept it. And damn, it'll be like a couple.
Damn, Lamagna.
Oh my God. Exactly, right? But it'll go for a couple months and nothing will happen. Then all of a sudden, that manager gets a trade done with someone else. Like, we saw a Justin Jefferson get traded for the least amount I've ever seen in a league yesterday, right? And that same manager, I'm losing my train of thought here because it's early, but that same manager, like, if you send him other offers, they just deny. But for some reason, somehow, someone got Justin Jefferson for, like, it was George Pickens. And who else was that, John?
Was it George Pickens, Jaden Reed,
and
Luke Musgrave?
Yeah, and Luke Musgrave. Yep, exactly. And it's like, dude, these leagues happen. These trades happen in dynasty leagues to where you shake your head. You're like, you know, it happened. I wasn't the lucky one this time. But that's why you have certain managers that send such bad trades all the time. You just need one accept, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially like you said, if you're in so many leagues, like let's say just Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. you know, we're trying to cash out on Derrick Henry because he has a really nice situation, but you're looking to enter a rebuild, and you across, you know, X amount of leagues, you send Derrick Henry for a 25 first and 25 second, you probably are going to get some managers that say, LOL.
Yep.
Like, this is awful. Thanks, but no thanks. But you're probably going to get one that's going to accept.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You know, and any trade a lot, you know, I just arbitrarily picked that one. But more Stephon Diggs trades. And again, this kind of shows a little bit of a range. So Diggs are 110.
110.
Diggs are 112.
112.
Okay, I should have done this one second. Diggs are 112 plus 26 second. You already said Diggs.
I'll take the free second.
Yep. You already said 112 over Diggs. Yeah. If you're in the chat, I see Raven, I see Bill, I see Cole, I see Lurs. Diggs or what 2024 pick mm-hmm. for you to acquire Diggs?
How do you feel on all these firsts? Would you take Diggs over any of them?
No, certainly not the 110. I have them tiered with the 112, but it kind of goes into that. Who was it before the Rashee Rice or 110 mm-hmm. conversation? Give me the increased flexibility. It's really tough to, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Mitch. It's really tough to want to invest in a 30-year-old wide receiver.
Yeah, I can't do it, man.
Especially going to a new situation with other weapons, but they have the second coming of Christ at quarterback now in CJ Stroud. He is on Fantasy Calc. He has moved up to quarterback 2.
At some point, we need to have a talk about CJ Stroud. I love the dude. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league. But for him to be quarterback 2, like weekly, like he provides no rushing floor at all. He needs to be Patrick Mahomes in order for this to work out. And for what I've seen my last 42 years, you know, on this planet, there's been one Patrick Mahomes. There isn't two of them. You know, maybe CJ Stroud will be the second. I just don't see it happening.
I mean, technically his father is Patrick Mahomes as well.
I stand corrected.
I mean, I'm just,
I mean, or at least it's you and I, you know what?
But now he's facing up to potentially 10 years in prison. But anyway, there is another Pat Mahomes. There is. Did you see the, have you seen the Caitlin Clark commercial where it's like a random Caitlin Clark? Like it's like an actual woman named Caitlin Clark.
Oh, okay.
And she's trying to dribble and stuff. And like that, that's what that reminded me of. Okay. I'm looking back here. Bill says he's around 204. Raven, I don't want him.
Yeah.
Bill, I'd have to be a true contender. Raven, Malcontent City. Lurs, man, I need to go out and send some, trade some of Diggs. Yeah. Okay. All right. 12 team superflex. This is Stephon Diggs again. Keenan Allen, 25 second, 25 third for Stephon Diggs.
To me, Keenan Allen and Diggs are the exact same player now. So if I get picks on one side, I'm going to take the picks. And if you put the picks on the Diggs side, I would take Diggs there.
And this is half PPR. and no tight end premium, if that would make a difference for anybody. But yeah, give me the, you know, even if it turns out like Keenan Allen in Chicago, it's 85% of Diggs' production, you know, going forward, even if it's 80%, maybe even 75, getting the extra second, you know, I think that's a nice move there.
Yep.
12 team super flex, 1.75 PPR for tight ends, start 11. Luke Musgrave and James Cook for Stephon Diggs.
This is a healthy premium for tight ends. So, I mean, it's a decent bump for Luke Musgrave. And I know there's a huge Luke Musgrave or Tucker Kraft like debate going on in Twitter, mm-hmm. but it doesn't really matter to me. To me, you're pretty much getting a free tight end because I would take James Cook straight up over Diggs on every team. Like, I don't even care what my builds are. I would do that on every team.
Yeah, I have them tiered together. But again, if I get to pick straight up, I also get James Cook, and then you are getting the free tight end. Jahan Dotson. You love Jahan Dotson.
I'm a huge fan. Huge fan of Commanders.
Now, this is two PPR for tight ends, just typical start 10. Jahan Dotson and 206 for Stephon Diggs.
I'm taking Diggs here. I know Dotson has his fans, and I would probably take the 203 for Diggs, but I can't buy into Dotson, man. I'm going to take Diggs. I miss out on that 206 value, which I think could increase in value in the next, you know, 3 weeks, especially after we see the draft picks. I'm just going to take Diggs here.
Well, it's like we talked about. Would you rather get maybe one more season from Diggs at 15 to 16 points per game or get 5 years of 10 points per game from Dotson?
Yeah.
Is that ever truly making a difference? Now, it is nice to get that 206 added in, and I would want that to be a little bit earlier, but ideally I would see if I could get something else instead of Dotson, throw it into a trade like that.
Yep.
All right. Start 11 on this one. Full PPR. Deontay Johnson, 310 and a 25 fourth or Stephon Diggs.
See, for me, I think this is the most lopsided trade that we've seen yet. Because for me, it's Deontay Johnson, and I don't care if you add like the 206 on top of Diggs. I'm taking Deontay Johnson.
Really?
Yeah. Like, dude, Deontay Johnson is going to smash next year. Like, he's going to be one of my highest rostered players in underdog fantasy. I'm going to play a ton of him in DFS. I'm going to trade from as much as I can in Dynasty. I think Deontay Johnson is going to have a great year.
I like Deontay. He's probably one of my most rostered wide receivers, especially in that wide receiver two range.
Don't do it.
I think this is a lot closer than you're making it out to be.
No, I think, oh man, absolute smash Deontay here.
I'm not saying this is a snide comment, but do you have any Stephon Diggs?
Oh yeah, I have a fair amount. You know me and Stacks, if I had Josh Allen, I was going to have Diggs, or I would have, I'm trying Gabe Davis, because like I was really dumb and like Gabe Davis for a long time. But besides that, I do have a fair amount of Diggs.
I challenge you today.
Okay.
All right. Now that you're back.
No one's going to trade me Deontay for him.
I challenge you. No. Try Deontay in like a late second.
Okay. I'll try.
Try Deontay in a 25 second. I think you could get one done.
Okay. I will try.
I do. All right. It's even for me, honestly.
Okay.
I don't feel strongly one way or the other on that one.
Weak.
I know. I lack conviction on that one. Yeah. All right. 12 team super flex, half PPR, full PPR for tight ends, 106 and 409. So 106. Or Josh Jacobs and Stephon Diggs.
Josh Jacobs and Diggs. I think those two as a combo, as a competitor, I think that's awesome.
What happened to you in Europe? When I go through these, I did it with Dan last week. I try to guess what you guys are going to say.
Okay.
I have been 0 for whatever on the last few. I really thought you were going to take the 106.
Nope. I think Josh Jacobs and Diggs give you championship winning upside, while that 106 is cute and we probably like the player that's going to get drafted there, I just don't think that you get the same upside out of him.
Huh. I would go 106.
See, we don't. Now, we can't even co-manage anymore because we don't agree on anything ever.
Now, I can agree and appreciate the overall value like Jacobs and Diggs, but you're getting off of a highly depreciated asset in Stephon Diggs. Like, so you would take Jacobs and Deontay Johnson over 106?
Oh yeah, yes. Dude, I understand. Like dynasty is about building like the cutest team that we can with the best rookies and the best second, third year players. But at some point, like you can't tell me that the 106. Let's just say a miracle happens. You get Brock Bowers there in a 2.0 premium league. Let's say somehow he drops and that is your smash pick at the 106. Right? Is he ever giving you a better chance to win a championship than what Jacobs and Diggs are going to give you in the next 2 years? I would say no.
What pick would you put on Josh Jacobs straight up?
Late first.
And you have
like Diggs. I realize the value. Like in Diggs, I'm like 204, 205, right? Like I understand. So
let's piece this together then.
But it's that they're very high upside pieces. There's a lot of guys who are worth the 112. That I would not do this trade for because I don't think they're providing you the weekly upside. I think Josh Jacobs in that offense is going to provide you so much weekly upside that he can finish as the running back one easily this year. I think that's in his wheelhouse. I think Diggs could still give you 13, 14 points. And yeah, maybe the 106 can give you 12 or 13. I just think I'm going with the vets here, man.
I'm not, and this really surprises me. Honestly, you've changed.
I've changed.
You've changed. All right. No tight end premium here. Mm-hmm. Only half PPR. Start 10, 12-team super flex. 107, 308, and 407 for Tank Dell and Jahan Dotson.
See, for me, I'm going the 107 here because it's Roman. To me, I could put a player's name here. Probably worst case scenario, it's Roma Dunze. I will take Roma Dunze over Tank Dell and Jahan Dotson. No hesitation. Because I do believe he's going to be that good.
I agree with you there.
Hey, that's good. I just like not getting yelled at after one pick. That's nice. That's nice.
12-team Superflex, PPR, 1.5 PPR for tight ends. I got a question here in the chat from Antonio. Let's hit this first. Do you think 208 is enough to add to move up from 104 to 102?
No, I don't think it's getting accepted. And I wonder if it's worth doing it. I mean, you're probably moving up for Marvin Harrison, I would guess. But at the same time, you're missing out on those quarterbacks if you move up from the 104. I mean, you're not missing out, but you could just take one of those quarterbacks at the 104. So for me, I'm just not moving up. And like Marvin Harrison was my 101 from like September until March this year. But to me, it's that 104 is just as good as the 102 for me.
I agree with Mitch overall. I don't think it gets accepted, but I wouldn't want to pay the price that is going to be required to make that move happen. So let's hang on to that 104, Antonio. All right. 12-team Superflex PPR, 1.5 PPR for tight ends. Just start 10. 201, Jacoby Myers and Tyler Algier or Tank Dell?
Going Tank Dell. I'm still hoping he could provide that high ceiling upside, you know, 5-6 games out of the year to where he'll maybe win you a week by himself. And so it's close, but I'm going Tank Dell.
Yeah, I'll go Tank too. 25 first or Tank Dell?
So we talked about this a lot earlier. Who was with Diggs? Who do we talk about? Rashee Rice. Yeah, it's heavily team dependent. If it's purely random, yes, I will go 25 first. Not knowing if it's truly random, I'm going Tank Dell.
We talk about this how often? Mm-hmm. How truly random can it be? Like
it can't be that random.
If I hear truly random,
yes,
I think it has an equal chance to be 101 or 112. And that is never the case.
I completely agree.
And we've talked about it. So I always ask, is it like an absolute tank job? Very likely to be a top four pick. Is it a bubble team? So decent chance to be kind of 50-50 split between 105 and above. Or is it a real playoff contender? You know, because outside of that, it's so hard to predict. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we can get a little bit more clarity and a little bit better guess when it comes to like 14 or 16 team leagues, especially if only six or eight teams, you know, make it. Or six teams. Because in 12 team leagues, I think you get a lot more parity.
And it's right now, it's really hard. If there is just, let's just say it's a team that you think could finish middle of the pack, could be in playoffs, could end up being the 104, right? Just somewhere in there. Right now, it's so hard to say because the fact is they probably have a 25 first to trade that they could trade for Tank Dell, which is going to upgrade their team. They probably have some 24 picks they could also trade to grab some bets and upgrade their team. Then all of a sudden you think, hey, I'm trading maybe for the 106, gets closer to the 108. So for me, it's I would want to look at this team and be like, look, they probably have Bryce Young and Geno Smith at quarterback. You know, maybe I'm willing to take that gamble for the 25 first. But if I'm seeing like a Burrow and a Cousins, I'm probably not making that trade for the 25 first, right?
Okay. More overarching, they restructured Stephon Diggs' contract.
Yeah. That was really bad.
I mean, it's kind of like a prove yourself and get like it is a weird situation. I don't think Stephon Diggs is a Texan next in 2025.
Probably not. No.
So I think especially as the early stages of the season roll around, there might be nice discounts to be had on both Tank and or Nico Collins, just to keep that in the back of the mind. Start 11, 12 team super flex, two PPR for tight end, Hollywood Brown in 208 or Tank Dell.
Tank Dell.
12 team super flex, 1.5 PPR for tight ends, start 11, 110 or Tank Dell?
110.
Okay, then there's no reason. Oh, no, no, there's 201 plus 309 or Tank Dell.
Tank Dell.
Okay. All right. So right there in the middle. Let's see. My mouse is being funky. Now over to Nico Collins. 109 or Nico Collins?
109.
112 and 212 or Nico Collins?
It's 112 for me here. I didn't know. I thought you might go with Nico Collins here, but I kind of look at it as a free late second that you can maybe trade into something else.
112 and 212, I will go Nico Collins.
Okay. I figured.
And then what was the first one?
109.
I would take the 109.
Yeah.
26 first or Nico Collins?
Nico Collins. 26, just too far in advance in order for me to get one of those picks or for me to like accept one of those picks over a vet, I'm just going to have to have like, I'm needing to look at your team and be like, this team is going to be awful in 2 years. Then I'll trade for it. But too much can happen between then and now to where that pick can end up being the 112. And then I'm not even like it in 2 years.
I think we saw a trade poll with a 27 pick included.
I saw that. But,
and I'm like not to be a downer.
Yeah.
Not to be a downer. What? Am I going to be here in 2027? Like, I don't know.
It's my birthday.
Sunday morning pick-me-ups here with John Bauer.
It's my birthday next week, and wife was asking me what I want for dinner and stuff. I'm like, look, this is number 42 for me. Probably have 42 more to go, so let's just have hamburgers. I mean, what's really the big deal out of it? And she hates it whenever I talk like that, but yeah, no, I agree.
If you want me to send you a ribeye, you let me know.
Oh, dude, if you could airmail that same one that you cooked over the weekend, yeah. Yep, that'd work.
All right. Last one here. Nico Collins. And this is two PPR for tight ends. Mm-hmm. Or Luke Musgrave in 206.
Nico Collins.
Yeah, that was another interesting one for me. If you're in the chat, if you're watching live, if there's any trades that you're thinking about, throw it out there. you know, what do you think, like, with the tight ends right now,
mm-hmm.
I have not seen, and this is me personally, like, I'm going out, I have a few trade offers out right now for a player like Mark Andrews. I haven't seen much movement on him in leagues that I'm in. It feels like a unique situation and a nice buying opportunity. You know, he's 28 years old. He's a, you know, a slightly older asset. People are worried about really what that offense could look like. It seems like people are worried about what that offense is going to look like every yes. single year. Yes. Maybe they invest in another high draft capital wide receiver. Do you see Mark Andrews as somebody that you should be looking to go out and acquire today? And let's assume two PPR for this conversation.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think he's a great buy, like you brought up, but the tight ends are really interesting. Like you were talking about, if someone has Mark Andrews, they're probably not the guy that's saying, you know, it's probably a good time to get off of him, right? Because I have a lot of Sam Laporta, right? Detroit's obviously my favorite team. I drafted a crap ton of him and I lucked out and he ended up being the tight end one, right? It's not because, you know, it just happened out that way. But for me, I'm not like, hey, it's time for me to get off some shares. For me, I'm like, yeah, he's the best. But if I had Trey McBride, I would feel the same way. I'm like, no, Trey McBride is my tight end one. If I had Mark Andrews, if I had 40% of Mark Andrews, I'd be like, no, he's going to finish as a tight end one this year. So why would I trade him? And I think there's certain guys in the league right now. It's probably those three. If Hockenson was healthy, he would be there as well. So there's probably four guys right now that I think you could be, you know what? I'm not moving off of him for anything because I think they could be the tight end one. And then you have the other guys that I think are just more interesting, like Dalton Kincaid. If you truly believe with Diggs gone now that he's going to smash, you should be going out and buying Dalton Kincaid because his upside could be that high. I'm just not the guy that's buying into that.
Okay. You know, and I think another unique situation, not unique really, but something to keep an eye on whenever you're going out, especially in two PPR settings or leagues where you have to start two tight ends. You know, you look at these guys and there are league mates, you know, and I use the power rankings on dynastydaddy.com all the time to try to figure out, okay, Mitch is strong at tight end. He's weak at wide receiver. Let me see what I can put together, maybe framework for a general trade. Mm-hmm. But then you see people, and I have teams like this where I'm loaded at tight end. Maybe you have a Laporta, a McBride, a Kincaid, and it's like, okay, they're strong at tight end. Let me go see if I can maybe get a nice value. Well, they're probably strong at that position because they value tight end more than the rest of the league.
Yes.
And you see it with quarterbacks too. Those two positions more than anything, because obviously when you get into super flex and any tight end premium, you get a little bit more variance on overall values as opposed to just, you know, one quarterback, no tight end premium straight across the board. But like, I think that's an interesting dynamic because yeah, they have the value at tight end and they have the pieces there that maybe you want to go out and get. And I bring this up because I saw a team that I was going to send an offer for Mark Andrews and they had like Andrews, Hawk and Kelsey. And I'm like, are they really going to offer any type of discount on a Mark Andrews? Because he's no longer the new shiny toy. You know, he is the elder statesman of the first couple tiers here. And I have Hockenson, Andrews, Kincaid, Pitts, and Bowers right now tiered together. Are you really getting a significant plus one way or the other? And I don't think that answer is yes. So while Andrews might be tight end six or tight end seven, I see Bill's comment, Andrews went tight end seven in a startup. I mean, is there really any leverage or is there any maneuvering to be had there to pivot within that tier? And I don't know if the case is yes. This whole part of the conversation is me thinking out loud because Andrew specifically, I think is an interesting one. And I just wanted your thoughts on it.
Dude, that was such a good point because like when you go to our startup, thread and Discord, whatever it is, the startup group, where to where we talk about startups, right? How many times do you see people bring it up? Oh, hey, people aren't valuing quarterbacks like we think they should, or they're not valuing tight ends like we think they should. That's never said about running backs and wide receivers, right? Mm-hmm. But there are certain leagues to where people just don't value them. I know you're kind of same way as me as to where we put a very high value on there. Is there, if there's a good premium for tight ends, we've always valued quarterbacks high going all the way back to the super flexology days. Right. But, and so we'll end up having really good tight end rooms or really good quarterback rooms. But then going into future seasons, you have guys who are like, oh, hey, I'm really not good at this position now. They come and try to trade, and the trades usually just aren't paying what I feel they're worth. And it's very hard to where there's leagues to where I'll leave a startup in and I'll know like these tight ends are never leaving my roster because no one's going to pay me what I believe the real market value is for them.
Comment up from a homeboy. Mm-hmm. How much does Likely and Flowers affect Andrews? For me, it's not much at all.
No,
you know, I think Isaiah Likely is a very nice insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those guys that, okay, you know when you want to start him. If Andrews is out, you feel pretty good about Likely on a week-to-week basis. Yep. If he's not out, I don't think he's going to necessarily cap Mark Andrews' usage and or his upside in production. And Zay Flowers, I mean, in this offense, I could see him being, you know, a low-end wide receiver too for fantasy purposes on a per-game basis. But I just think the red zone upside, there's enough, you know, despite Lamar Jackson being – one of the best rushing quarterbacks in the league. Mm-hmm. I think there is enough volume to go around to be able to support these ancillary pieces to an extent where Mark Andrews is still a top five tight end and gives you enough value over replacement whenever you're getting those big tight end premiums. So I don't completely know if you see agree. The situation any differently.
Exactly okay. The same. Yep.
What about here from Antonio? Would you guys use Josh Allen's current wide receiver situation to buy him for Lamar right now? If so, how much would you be willing to add to Lamar if necessary, Mitch?
Yeah, I mean, Josh Allen, he's my quarterback two. He could be quarterback one if you really felt like it. That hasn't changed for me at all. I said in the Discord last night to where someone was saying, hey, someone I was following still has Josh Allen as the best quarterback projection wise going into next year. I think that's always going to be the case with Josh Allen. So Josh Allen for me, I have him a lot higher. So if I could move Lamar and even the 202, 203, I would do that in a heartbeat to get up Josh Allen.
Yeah. It's one of those situations. I don't think it hurts to try.
Yes.
You know, I think trying to add that early second round value, it might get somebody interested. If folks are worried about Josh Allen's wide receiver room, he doesn't like you look at, and I know it's tough to really project splits and look at historical data when it comes to this, because it's not like baseball where you're getting a massive sample size, 162 games. But last year, even when Stephon Diggs' production came down, Josh Allen, he was still getting 24, 25 fantasy points per game. So whether it's using the other pieces, whether it's the rise in players like Khalil Shakir and Dalton Kincaid, you have to believe. Look at Brandon Bean's past NFL drafts and what he's done in the first round. They moved up for Josh Allen. They moved up for Dalton Kincaid. I think there's even reports at this point saying if there's a wide receiver at any point that they're looking at that intrigues them, they're going to be willing to move up. And I think I would be surprised at this point if they don't move up, depending on how the wide receiver situation plays out in the NFL draft.
All right, let me ask you real quick. Let's say Odunze does go to Buffalo at like pick 15 or whatever. How high does he move up above neighbors or I know you have him in the same tier, I think, right? Don't you have all three? You have Odunze, neighbors.
I still have Marvin above.
Okay. Them. Would Odunze go up to Marvin? Let's say Marvin goes to the Cardinals.
Oh, it's, man, hard, right? Well, it's twofold. Mm-hmm. Why is he slipping to pick 15? I don't like that. Because, okay. And again, it's not a death sentence, But you have these guys where you have this expectation pre-draft, and Rome Odunze is one of those guys. And it's like, okay, I think that Odunze, Neighbors, and Marvin are all going top 10.
Yeah.
So why is Odunze slipping to 15? But you have that juicy landing spot. Oh, man, this is a hypothetical. I didn't think I was going to get thrown at me today. I would probably have him tier with Marvin.
I would take Marvin first. Like, you don't want to say gun to head, but gun to head 102. I'm taking Marvin ahead of him. But I mean, Odunze's right there.
That would be so much fun, wouldn't it?
That's my hope on draft night, man. I hope we're live on the show. We both just start freaking out about a Bills trade, but we'll see how it goes.
I mean, if that happens, I don't know if my shirt might be coming off. I don't know. And I just completely ruined any viewership that we would have for our draft show, threatening a JB with no shirt. Going back to Lamar and Josh Allen, Bill says, I'll add a later first on top of Lamar for Josh Allen. Here you go. This is from Jack. He's been in our Discord talking about this Empire Dynasty League. Mm-hmm. Super flex, best ball, 1.5 tight end premium. Do you move a 25 first for Trey McBride?
I move. You could see this happen. He says it's a startup immediately after this. I would move my 25 first, my 25 second, my 25 third, my 24 fourth. I would move my whole pick allotment for the 25 draft for Trey McBride and not even second guess it.
Even with 1.5?
Yeah, because I think, so 1.5, oh, we've got this discussion a lot, but we probably haven't talked about in the show in a long time. 1.5 helps the upper echelon tight end so much and does nothing for like tight end 8 and below. And it really doesn't help them at all. But Trey McBride is the guy who gets the catches to where that 1.5 does make enough difference. He's a wide receiver, right? I mean, this dude's going out. He's catching 8 balls a game. So yeah, 1.5, absolutely no problem. If there's no premium, probably not doing it. 1.5, yes, I'm doing it.
All right, there you go, Jack. All right, from Lurs, Josh Allen, Jordan Addison, or C.J. Stroud and T. Higgins.
If you could piece, if you're in an active league, I will go Stroud and T because I think you could piece them up for a lot more than you could probably piece up Josh Allen and Addison for. But if it's a league to where I'm not going to be trading, you know, these are the guys I want on my team going into next year, it's Josh Allen and Addison.
I would take Josh Allen's side here, especially in a +4/-2 scoring league for quarterbacks. But even in a +6/-4, +6/-2.
Do you think you could piece apart Stroud and T for more than Allen and Addison, though? That's my thing. I just think if it's an active league, we saw what Stroud's gone for in trades, and it's a lot. T is kind of hard to move, but T and Addison, you know, T has a little bit more value there.
Yeah, I think you probably could, but I don't know that I'd want to.
Right.
Like, even like, you know, my X amount of Josh Allen shares, even if the team is not necessarily that strong and I have a few shares across the Brandon Sunday Funday leagues, you know, looking at those teams specifically, like a few of them, they could be tweaked, but I haven't shopped Josh Allen. Like, I'm not
right.
Yeah. That's interested in piecing these guys out and tearing down. You know, and then we got Big Diaz Energy here. 101 and 109 for 103 and Devontae Smith. 102 will go Marv. The 101 wants Caleb. I'm 103 but want Marv. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Would you swap 109 for 112? Okay. So it's 101 and 109 for 103. And Devontae Smith.
I'm smashing the 101 side.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to stick with Caleb. Mm-hmm. So 102 is going to Marv. 101. I'm the 103, but want Marv. Would you swap 109? Yeah, if you think you, and I'm assuming here, 12 team super flex tight end premium, typical start 10, no crazy settings. If you think there is wiggle room there, if this offer is on the board right now, I know it's like, why are we pushing for more? And sometimes, I mean, that Joe Burrow trade we made.
Yep.
We got the offer. I said, let's just take it. So sometimes I won't look for that extra piece. But here, if you think there is wiggle room, hell, I'd even do like 112 in a late second value instead of that 109 if possible.
Yeah. So would you, you're on the 101 side to begin with, right? So would you do 101 plus the 112 for the 103 in Devontae? Are you still on the 101 side there? Because I am. I'm still heavily on the 101 side.
Wait, in my brain?
I know. I was trying to fix that up a little bit.
Ignore the last 45 seconds of your life here if you're listening to Dynasty Theory, because in my brain, I completely switched that around.
Yeah.
101 and 112, I'm still taking 101 side.
Safe, yeah. And like I was saying earlier, like I wasn't the highest Caleb guy, but I think Caleb's dynasty value is just going to be, if he performs, he's going into such a good landing spot now.
He's
going
to have no excuse not to
exactly perform. I mean, besides the coaching staff being awful, besides that, you know, taking that out of it, he's going into such a good spot that really now it's hard for me to even trade off of the 101 because of how high his upside could be. We could see him as the quarterback four in dynasty, or the overall number four player in dynasty, as easy as quickly as like middle of October, right? If it even takes that long.
I mean, just look at CJ Stroud.
Yes,
and exactly. He had to come up from a lower value to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Caleb right now, dynasty daddy overall ADP, he's a dynasty asset number 11. Fantasy calc overall, 14. CJ Stroud was lower than that.
And as much as we love Marvin Harrison, and like I think he's the best wide receiver prospect to come in since probably Jamar Chase, right? I mean, he is amazing. But I don't know if he has that same upside that Caleb can have. And Caleb doesn't even have to be that great for it to go up that high. He just has to be pretty good next year, and it goes up that high.
And we'll see. We'll see.
Final thoughts.
For the 240th time, little trade show action coming at you last week and today. We appreciate everybody being active in the chat. Makes the show much more enjoyable for Dan, Mitch, and myself. Next week, we're going back to our rookie mock draft. We're going to recap what we did 2 weeks ago in the first round. Talk about any potential changes, if there's anything that we've been stewing on over the last couple of weeks, how that might impact where we took guys in that first round. We're going to be talking about the second round. Week after, we're going to be hitting up the third and fourth round, and then the NFL draft is going to be here. Mitch and I, we have a few guest spots lined up. We're going to be on FF Dynasty this Wednesday. I'm going to be talking with Clay over on Dynasty Trades in 5.
Awesome.
I'm excited about both of those. So working through some things here. Mitch, final thoughts. What do you got?
Look, it's early April. Pay your league dues. Like the amount of people I've had to message in the last 2 days, just be like, are you going to stay? Are you going to go? Cause they haven't talked in like the last 6 months in the group chats. Right. Like if you're going to go, it's fine. I'm more than happy to find someone to replace you, but just please pay. It's not asking that much. I know I'm saying this and there's probably a league I haven't paid in. So the commissioner's going to be like, hey, you know, be nice if you paid. Be like, yeah, sure. I'll do that.
I think I'm all paid up. I think
I am too, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. All right. Hopefully you all enjoyed this week's episode. A lot of trades coming at you fairly quickly. We have our Dynasty Theory Discord. It's completely free to be in the Discord. The link is in the episode description below. Jump in, check it out. We have conversations going 24/7, people from all across the globe. It really is absolutely incredible. But jump in. Like I said, have a lot of great conversations, a lot of great startup talk, rookie talk, trades. So if you enjoy the show, then I think you would enjoy the topics that we cover in there. For Mitch Sorensen, Dan LaMagna, I'm John Bauer. We'll catch everybody next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.